Today is Tuesday, January 26, 2021, at 8:06 p.m. Eastern Time. I am convening a meeting of the WBI PD Search Subcommittee. I am Sean Rhodes. I am here with Safiya Albeiti. Say hello, Safiya.
Hi, everyone.
Jack Devine.
Hey, everyone. This is Jack.
Reggie Johnson.
Yep, I'm here.
And Michael D.D. White.
I am here.
Okay. So we have quorum, 5 out of 8. Any other committee members joining us at the moment? All right. So we got 5. We've still got quorum. We can get underway. So tonight's schedule, although it's light, it's very labor-intensive. First is excused absences. And then the big one, updates from various members regarding job placements. Okay. So, any objection to that agenda? All right. Hearing none, let's start with excused absences. We know Max can't be here tonight because he has to do engineering for OutFM. I presume Errol is also not here. Is that correct?
Oh, somebody is calling. Well, one person joined. Maybe not a
committee member. Okay. All right. So let's. And Rosalie, is she here yet?
I do not see her, but I did send out the Zoom information in case you pulled.
Okay. Okay. All right, so for the time being, we have Max, Errol, and Rosalie. Can someone make a motion to excuse their absences?
I move to excuse their absences.
Okay. Seconded.
Who was that, James or, I'm sorry, who was that, Reggie or Jack?
It was Jack.
Okay, and seconded Jack. All right, so updates from various members regarding job placements. I'll start, and then I'll go around and see who else wants to chime in. All right, so I contacted WBI's webmaster and had the job appear on WBAI.org as of January 3rd. It's moved around since then, but it went on there as of January 3rd. I contacted Ursula Rudenberg and had the ad placed on the affiliate's website and their listservs on January 5th, and she added that if she thought of anyone to recommend, she would. After that, I had our HR person place it on the CPB site on January 15th, and she in turn had John Almella place it on PacificaFoundation.org on January 15th. So we're good on those fronts. Who else would like to share their adventures?
Sean, I just also went up to you. I don't know if you saw, but Max posted on the chat. He is here.
Okay. Very good. All right. So we can unexcuse him. And, yeah, so who else would like to chime in and share their experiences with postings?
I mean, I'm happy to go next if no one else wants to go.
Okay, go ahead.
As I kind of laid out in the email, after back and forth with Bertold over about a week or so, plus we were able to meet on Friday to get so that he would start to post them. Bertold just wanted to give me the debit card and have me put all of them up. But I didn't really think that was the right mechanism to go about doing it. But if we can have a discussion in the committee if that's otherwise. But Bertold said he was going to consult with the webmaster to help him out, and he would have them up by the end of the day. And it seems like as Sean updated in the email, it's the interns who had a deadline of today to get up the postings, I don't know if anything has changed over the past 4 hours since I last looked on a few of the sites where it was not up yet.
So I'm a little confused. Were you able to do any of the postings on Friday or no?
I met with Bertolt for about like 40 minutes or so, and he said he was going to begin them and that we didn't need to be on the phone at the same time as he was doing them, and he just wanted to reach out to the webmaster to get to know how to best do it. But it seems like there were some additional steps that he added to the equation after we spoke.
I have a question about this. So I think some of us already know the webmaster. Is it just a matter of making sure that we communicate directly with Chris and have it up in the proper place on the website? Is it a matter of can we know who the interns are who've been delegated to post them so that we can touch base with them and you know, Bertolt has a lot of stuff he has to do at the station. He can be kind of copied if it's about posting, so he can be updated. But as far as making sure that we get this done, I think it makes sense for us to be to know which intern is delegated to do that. So so we can just save time on checking on that. I don't know. What do people think?
I think that's a good idea. Are you willing to, are you volunteering to touch base with Bertolt to get that information about the volunteers and talk to Chris about why it keeps moving about on the website on BAI.org?
I can do that, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Here's a question. quick question about it moving about on the website. Mm-hmm. When you move something about on the website, you can move something and have the link stay the same, or it can change the link because you moved it. Do we know whether if people are sharing the link, it's the same link, or is it, you know, meaning that you know, if you send someone the link, they're not going to find it anymore?
No, the link that has the description, that's remained the same. When I say move about on the website, first it appeared very prominently in a certain section on the homepage. And then like maybe, a few days after that, it moved to the slides on, in that little, kaleidoscope type thing. And that's where it was, until as of Sunday, this past Sunday, the 24th, and then it was brought to our attention, it was no longer there. It had been taken from the front page, and now it's, you have to go search about to find it on contact and about and look for jobs. So, but that place where that has the description itself, that has not changed. That's remained the same. It's just if anyone going to the website and they don't know to look for it, it will remain a mystery to them.
All right. So I guess the answer is that if you send the link for the actual page, it stays the same.
Right.
But if you send a link to the page that links to the page, then people will lose the connection. And you know, putting it on an additional page is not bad, but I just wonder, where do we think it ought to be? And, you know, is it possible that it should be all of the above?
I was satisfied with it being on the little slide thing, because people tend to see that catches their attention, and it catches their attention.
I think that it's just easier for people who are going on the site to see it. And I think just if we look at probably the kind of back end, the number of like clicks on the landing page of the main homepage are probably a lot more. So in terms of visibility, you should just have it where it was before.
Well, where it was, when you say before, when it was first placed or on the slide? Because where it was first placed, it was like in a section above the news block, that news block that's on the home page. You know, it's next to Mr. Show and then below upcoming programs. It was inserted in between there. So that was very prominent, but again, that was only there for a few days before it went to the slide.
Yeah, I just think it's just more prominent, and I don't know.
I agree.
Hi, this is Reggie. Just wanted to add in. I agree with everything that's been said. I think it makes a lot of sense that if we are making the effort of looking for the best candidate as possible, it should be displayed to make sure that we all in agreement that we're looking for a candidate to take this job of PD over, you know? So it makes absolute sense for it to be displayed and prominent, you know, in front of everyone so people know that, hey, this is a job opening and this is, and we want to fill this. So yeah, it should be prominent.
Okay. So Sophia has already volunteered to contact Berthold to get the information about the interns and to discuss its placement on BAI.org. So I guess we'll wait for her to give us an update on that, right?
Yep.
Okay. So Jack, so you have no idea how much of our budget remains based on the placements that Berthold was supposed to have done or may have done, correct?
Yeah, I do not.
Okay. Have any resumes come in?
Not yet. I haven't checked like past couple days, but as I said, they have been having issues with my computer. My screen has gone completely black, but I'm looking to get that fixed tomorrow, and then hopefully I can log into that account.
Oh, your screen.
You can help. You can just sort of give us, even delegate whoever you want from the committee, to also keep track of that inbox, if it makes it easier as well.
I mean, I'm happy to keep track of the inbox. Normally I was planning on checking it before the meeting, but, problem has arisen, it's a little more difficult.
Oh, no rush. I just, in terms of, in general, people having technical issues, we can always, kind of figure that out between the committee members too.
Jack, what happened to your computer?
It's the stage light effect. That happens on MacBook Pro sometimes. It's something to do with like the LED lighting. I have to go get my display fixed. I've been dealing with it on and off for, since, Sunday night. And I've finally made the call to get an appointment set up.
I hate computer problems. Sometimes you're super efficient and then you're down for a day, 2 days, 3 days for computer reasons.
All right. Moving on. Who else would like to share their adventures with job placement? Reggie, were you able to send anything to Mario regarding Hofstra, and did you submit to Laura Flanders?
I was under the impression that that was going to be taken over during the last meeting, but I'm
by
happy
whom?
To. By I thought by Jack, but but you know what? If that's not the case, I can contact Mario again.
Okay, because at the last meeting you said you had his email.
And I thought someone was going to contact, I thought that, someone was contacting me to send the email over to whoever was going to deal with it. But I can, I mean, I can talk to Mario. That's not a problem. Or I can send the email over to whoever wants to deal with it. I'm flexible either way.
Send it over to Mario, and you also, and send it over to Laura, because you said you had her contact as well.
Yes, I do. Yes. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Okay. Now, Rosalie is still not here, right? Sophia?
I don't think Rosalie's here.
Okay. All right, because I wanted to follow up with her regarding the colleges and universities. Because she said she was going to also keep a master list and then send that stuff to Jack. Well, Jack, did she send you anything?
A master list?
Yeah, of the people she contacted regarding the colleges and universities.
No, I don't believe so, unless I missed that. But I don't think I...
Okay.
No, I haven't received anything other than, like, the search letter that she sent to everyone.
Okay. All right. Well, all of this raises the question about our end date. If you recall, I said at the December meeting that I anticipated these ads would not go out all at the same time in the month of January. And that's why I was looking to have 2 months after, at the very end of that month, March 31st. So even with, you know, stuff appearing on various websites on as of the 3rd or the 15th or even this week, that would still give us 2 full months for people to see the stuff and respond to us. But based on what I'm hearing now, it doesn't sound very promising. We may have to extend another...
Yeah, I think we should extend for a few reasons. Obviously, I think we should extend because the vast majority of the places we were supposed to place the ad have not been put in. And we're kind of relying on that to be done before the end of this month. So yeah. I think that we should push it out for like April, 2 weeks after the deadline we gave. If that makes sense, like April 15th or something. Just because I think this is application season for a lot of people as well, so maybe we just have to know whether this has been sent out to different universities, whether we need to give ourselves a hard deadline to make sure that the postings are out.
Uh-huh.
And if that means revising the deadline now, I think we have to do it.
I'm in favor of giving people time. I think that doesn't mean that we can't start talking to people who send their resumes in, right?
Correct. It would just be a new batch of, you know, resumes coming in with this April deadline as opposed to the March 31st deadline.
Well, you know, when you've got a bunch of interviewees, you know, some of the axioms, you know, you tend to respond very well to the people who respond first, and you tend to, you know, remember the people who respond last, and the people in the middle sometimes get forgotten, but, you know, we can, you know, if people are, one of the things is we don't have any responses, right? Let's extend, especially in the, you know, given that we don't have any, and but also be ready to start interviewing as soon as we have some prospective candidates.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Oh boy.
So should we settle on a new deadline?
Okay. So yes, I was just going to come back to that. So you want to. Have it be a weekday, an end of the weekday, let's do it a weekday as opposed to a weekend. So Friday, April 16th. How does that sound to folks?
It sounds like my birthday, but yeah.
Well, you don't have to do anything on your day, on that day. All right.
The day after tax day, how's that? What?
I was saying, why you got to make it all about you, Michael?
I mean, I think that works. I think that's the 2 week kind of extension that we would need based on everything that's come in, the way the process has gone.
Yeah.
And in addition to Sophia following up with Bertolt, I mean, I was planning on following up with him again. I had some worry that it was gonna kind of go this way. But I also don't feel like it's my responsibility to watch after him at all times. So, I'll help out Sophia with making sure that all of these go out by the end of the week.
That's great. Thanks.
Good. Good. All right. All right. So at this point, we're still a little early to talk about questions. But I guess, you know, just keep that in mind that at some point, I spoke to the HR person. And I told her that we'd be getting back in contact with her regarding how to set up the interviews, how to do them. So she said to start off with 10 questions, start thinking about 10 questions based on the job description that you'd like to, that you want to focus on with the applicants. So I'm just spreading that with the rest of you, putting that bug in your ear. So start thinking about those 10 questions and then we'll see where we go from there.
Well, I don't mind 10 questions, and I don't mind those 10 questions originating with a job description, but, you know, I know that, you know, some of the stuff that, we left out is stuff that, well, I'm very prompted to ask questions based on what people are saying and what I'm sensing from them. Mm-hmm. So I'm very organic that way, but you know, I'm very curious about the way where we are going as a station in response to where everything in this nation is being taken. You know, with the so much corporate narrative and, you know, trying to box everyone into the blue team or the red team and all of that kind of thing. And I think, you know, where we're really strong is, most of the public is not being represented by what's being done by media these days. And that's where, you know, I want to be interviewing the, candidates about. And, you know, some of that was downplayed, you know, to go with conventional narrative in our description. But I'm going to be listening to people and then trying to respond based on what I'm hearing them say.
Well, also remember that when we were coming up with that description, we had a discussion about one of the first items being expectations, an expectation document, and we said that that would the first question we would have there would be dealing with a process. So we can add your item there to that list of expectations, you know, things that we could ask them about during the interview process. Oh, and just to make it clear, Sophia, I listened back to that last meeting. And just so it's clear, when I said that we had the telephone interview of people that seemed appealing, and then we had a second round of interviews of people whittled down from that first group of telephone people. Not everyone that we interviewed by telephone we gave an in-person interview to. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
That makes sense. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we have our assignments from tonight. So, Reggie, follow up with Mario and Laura.
I will.
All right. Well, I guess, and thank Max for showing up. I'm glad he was able to pull himself away. All right. So I guess this was a short meeting tonight. So I'll poll people for our February meeting and see where we go at that point. All right. So that being the case, I guess it's time to officially adjourn our meeting.